It is hour three of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
I don't like that song. And I'm sorry to say that.
I know. It's not the song that I don't like. I don't like the way their voices are just on top of one another. It's just too much.
Without it sounding harmony enough? Just
correct.
Like two people singing the same melody?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I think it would sound better with maybe a male-female.
Or just more let's intentional Keith, harmonies.
Get a little Keith Urban in there, you know Keith what I'm saying?
Keith Urban! Yeah. I feel nervous when I say I don't like a Beyonce song. I don't want the Beehive to come after me. I'm already afraid of Swifties. I'm afraid
I
of these people.
You. I hear you, Steve.
All right, Donna.
Me too. Me too. I think it's a cool album. It's a cool concept. You know what she's doing. But
yeah.
Again, not a country album. It's got a couple of country type songs.
Texas Hold'em won me over.
I quick
judge that and
love
now
it.
I really dig it. It's fun.
Okay.
I'm just trying to have a good time.
Thanks, man. I have a list of the celebrity billionaires for 2024.
Oh, great.
You want to hear them? They're the top
yes.
15, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start at number one.
Okay.
George Lucas, $5.5 billion.
Oh, wow. Holy
go
crap.
George. Go George. I had no idea.
Wow. That's obviously as a result of this, not only the Star Wars original success, but then when he sold the property to Disney years ago, that was a giant lump sum.
Way to go, George. Number two is Steven Spielberg. $4.8 billion.
Wow.
I had no idea again.
I had no idea. I tell you what, that's good money.
That's very good money. Number three is Michael Jordan, 3.2. I had no idea about that either.
I felt like I had an idea about that one.
$1 billion.
Watch Air if you haven't watched it yet.
I watched it. It was great.
Watch it. Mm-hmm. Gotta watch that.
Really good.
His now, mom is a big reason why he's got all that money.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Push. You always got to push for the best deal you can get.
Yeah. Who played his mom again?
Was it Viola Davis?
Yep.
So
yep.
good.
So amazing. Yeah, it was.
Really fantastic. I would watch that again. Let's go to number four. Nobody's surprised. Oprah Winfrey, $2.8 billion.
Harpo.
Jay-Z, number five, $2.5 billion. Kim K, $1.7 billion. There's a few directors on the list. Peter Jackson comes in at number seven with $1.5 billion.
My goodness.
There is a tie between Tyler Perry and Rihanna, who I just heard call herself Rihanna.
Really?
Which one is it gonna be? I saw a video with her. She's like, hi, everyone. It's Rihanna. I'm like, really?
Dang it. That
you taught us
the
Rihanna.
Plot.
I know. $1.4 billion for Tyler Perry and Rihanna.
That's that Fenty money.
Yeah, the whole branding thing. Tiger Woods, number 10, $1.3 billion.
I thought he would have been higher on this list,
as
to be
did
honest.
I. Agreed. Now we have another tie for number 11. So the tie is LeBron James.
LeBron James!
Magic Johnson. And Law and Order creator Dick Wolf. They all have $1.2 billion. And number 14, the one and only.
Taylor Swift.
Correct.
She just jumped onto the billionaire list.
Yep, $1.1 billion.
$1.1, right? Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Good for her.
I'm so excited for her.
I would love to just experience. I know that money can't buy happiness. We always joke we'd like to test the theory. I get it. But I would just like to know for one day, what is it like to mentally exist in a space where the cost of virtually anything means nothing?
I know.
Because so much of how we live day to day, we're thinking of the cost of things very often.
Yes.
Lunch.
Yes.
The gas station, the grocery store.
Bike helmet.
Hitting close to home for Donna right now. Camps for the kids. Trips. Vacations.
Tuition.
home upgrades.
Right.
New car.
Home resale.
It all is, we're thinking about money so often. If you are George Lucas and you're worth $5 billion, when's the last time he said at a restaurant, like, oh, you know what? Actually, no, I don't want to spend $28 on that steak. Like, they don't even, is that part of their brain? Is it broken?
I mean, some of them.
Due to misuse or lack of use?
Maybe, but some of them, I think, huh, he's got $1.5 billion. Shouldn't he be a better dresser? Look at Adam Sandler, right? Like, he's probably in the billionaire club.
He's got to be real. Yeah, right up there. And you're right. Dwayne Wade said that LeBron James still had the Spotify with commercials. He was like, that dude is cheap. LeBron James listens to commercials on Spotify. It's like 10 bucks a month.
I don't pay for Spotify either. Obviously,
Donna,
I'm not a billionaire. I get it. I get it. But I'm just saying.
What are you
I
saying?
I think what happens is you're brought up a certain way and you're brought up with a certain mentality. And that I don't think that goes away when you come into a lot of money. The mentality remains.
Sure. If you came from a place of scarcity.
Yes. Like, take Warren Buffett, for example. I think he drives like a beat up car. And
but here's where that doesn't check out. If LeBron was living his whole life that way, as just this alt lifestyle, even though he has all this money, then it would be make more sense. But it's like, dude, you have multiple properties. You have mega mansions. Every car you're driving is nuts. Cost probably at least 200K up. Do the 10 bucks on Spotify. Don't act like, hey, sorry, guys, I'm actually pretty frugal, even though I'm a billionaire. You're not. Your Rolls Royces tell me otherwise.
I hear you.
Get rid of the commercials.
You're like my best friend.
You know what? I don't feel that way, but it's fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
During work hours. You know what I mean?
I do.
I've done the thing recently. Lou said something, and I was like, Lou, like, what do you want? And what do I say? Donna. And I was like, see? I said, now anytime somebody does something where I'm like, Donna, no. Brittany was on a couple weeks ago. A couple times I had to swallow. She would say something, and I was like, Brittany.
Oh, interesting. How did Lou take that?
What's the neutrally?
Okay.
How did you take it when I accidentally called you honey?
Not great.
Okay. Well, listen, I am a confused, simple man, and sometimes I mix the names up. All right.
It's 11:11. Make a wish.
I'm making one.
Hey, Mike, did you go and get us some lottery tickets?
We're ready. We could have as much money as Taylor Swift by tomorrow morning.
Let's go.
We would take the cash offer, so no, it'd be closer to 600,000, but or 600 million, but still.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Did you just make that decision for everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is the
decision. I know. You're the Mr. Vegas. I get it. You know what you're doing. Okay.
Donna, you're going to be the one who gets Bradshaw and Brian involved. There's going to be so much litigation after we win because of you. Would you show up to work on tomorrow? If we found out tonight we won, you show up to work tomorrow?
Absolutely, just to brag.
Same.
Donna's middle finger would actually be exhausted by the end of the day. She's
totally.
Just stone cold Steve Austin-ing people up and down the hall. Poor Doris was like, what did I have to do with this?
Oh, Doris. Hi, Doris. I'll come see you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. I guess you took care of your reading assignment if you're going to go see Doris tomorrow.
I might be reading it right now.
No, Donna, don't read a contract at work. Someone's going to take a photocopy of that.
Well, they're going to be real surprised. They're going to be like,
largely disappointed.
Yes. Why doesn't she quit? I'm kidding. I love it here.
I'll tell you who you'd want as an agent. And frankly, what she should do in her next life. Lori Barghini, who is leaving the Lori and Julia show, she and Julia wrapping up at the end of June, as you've likely heard, made big headlines last week. She would make such a good agent. Such a good agent.
Yeah, she could negotiate. She's great at that.
And she's like, let's cut through all layers of crap and just get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got power, though.
And she's got the right amount of intimidating, you know? She's a naturally intimidating person. And that would serve an agent well.
You're right, Steve.
She'd be an unbelievable talent agent. Holy cow. All right.
I got to go first. Why don't we come
back?
What?
This kind of ties into what we were just talking about.
Okay.
Things that are overpriced, but still worth it.
Love it.
It's a fun list. We'll go through that when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Donna Valentine here for Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm. You know, as somebody who suffered a personal injury as a kid, I absolutely know that an accident like that is physically and emotionally devastating. And oftentimes, it is a huge financial and emotional burden on the individuals and on their families. And that is why, when an accident happens, it is imperative to have someone advising you, someone with experience in personal injury law. It doesn't cost you anything to call and meet with Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant or a member of his team. So here's what I would say to you. Don't sign anything. Don't make a statement unless you have actually spoken with a personal injury attorney. Mike can help you understand your options and help out with insurance forms and answer any other questions you might have. He's Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant, and you could find him today very easily at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And we've got a study. Let's do it.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hey, good morning. Steve. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning students. Good morning. Everyone, take your seat. It's good to see everybody. The old social media put a list together, trying to figure out what are some of the items out there that might be overpriced, but are 100% worth it. You're like, okay, this costs a little more than I really want to do, but man, I'm happy that I have these now.
Right. Okay. You want me to do the list or you want to do the list? You want to split the list? Let's split the
list. Let's split it. I'll do odds, you do evens.
Okay. I will come in at number 10 with divorce. Divorce. Glad you didn't get that one.
Yeah, whew, dodge that bullet. Number 9, a solid, warm winter coat. Amen, sister.
I don't pay full price for coats. You buy them off season, you get them for like 65% off.
Do you feel like you have a good quality coat for when a real cold spell hits?
I do.
You got a good brand?
I have a Cole Haan, if you will. Thank you.
I will, but I don't. Do they make a good winter jacket?
I don't know. I mean, they're more about shoes, but
that's what I have. Cole Haan shoes.
I really like my coat,
and it keeps you warm.
It sure does, Steve. It's a little snug. I probably should have sized up.
Okay,
but it's okay. It's okay.
Again, class, if you're just coming in, we will mark you as tardy. But this is a list of things that kind of feel overpriced, but are totally worth it.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 8, quality pots and pans. The cheap ones flake, scratch, warp, scorch. don't transfer heat evenly. Yeah, I mean, if you can afford it, do it. Thank you.
You like cast iron?
I don't cook with it very often. I mean, I suppose I could do salmon on a cast iron.
Yeah, it requires a little finesse. And it can really get things really cooking. I mean, you can get really hot with those. I find there to be a lot of splatter because of how hot it gets. Oh, like if you're doing burgers in there, because of how hot it gets, it just...
Do you have a splatter guard?
I don't have a splatter guard.
Maybe you should get one. You just
put it... birthday
like a
coming up.
Okay, splatter guard it is. Put it on your list.
Steve Splatterson. Number seven on the list. Premium wireless noise-canceling headphones.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, that's a great one. You ever had noise-canceling headphones, Donna?
I haven't, but someone I lived with did.
Oh.
Really liked them.
Well, I would tell you that, like, when you travel, if you wear headphones and you hit that noise-canceling, it is really cool.
Really?
You go into a cocoon.
Cool.
Where that noisy airplane...
Oh,
the
wow.
kids are making noise, and I'm talking about my own, and I'm like, just let daddy click into noise canceling. It is really nice.
So,
and then if you listen to music with it, now you're really in your own space.
I really do worry about my hearing, though.
Why?
I feel like noise canceling would just make me want to crank stuff.
They actually say it's better for your hearing because since due to the noise canceling filter, you don't feel like you need to turn the volume up as high.
Okay.
I think it's the exact opposite of your fear.
All right.
Number
six. I have a birthday coming up.
Number six. I'm not going to get you noise canceling headphones if you're getting me a splatter guard. That's not a fair shake.
Maybe I'll buy you a nice pan. Mm-hmm.
Number six.
Okay.
You're number six.
I almost said Kim Kardashian because I'm looking at the millionaires list. Oh my gosh. Okay, number six is experiences, like splurging on a concert ticket or a weekend getaway or a class you've been wanting to take because you're creating lasting memories, you're creating happiness, and that is worth it. Thank you. I would like to put a massage on there, maybe a facial.
Number five, dental care.
Laser hair treatment.
Number four, air conditioning.
Laser hair removal. Is what
number three, hiring movers. One person said they're worth their weight in gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bug your friends.
Yeah. Nobody is trying to slip a disc for two pieces of cheese and a Coors Light. A quality mattress, a quality pillow, and a quality sofa.
I agree with that.
Those, yes. Somebody said, like, invest in your television, which are so inexpensive now, so that doesn't matter. But your television, your sofa, your primary sofa, and your bed. Those are the three things in your house that you use more than pretty much anything else. Donna Valentine's
got a question. Okay, so I have a sofa issue right now.
Okay, thanks for calling into the Fix a Sofa helpline.
Okay, so I paid a lot for my couch, and I don't want to have to replace it. Do you think it's worth it to get the filling restuffed by a foam and upholstery company?
I have
three of them. I have a back and two seats. And I'm like, do I buy a new couch or do I save this one?
There are so many, I don't know. Is the color still the style that you like?
It's neutral. It's fine.
Is it comfortable?
Yes. It's amazing.
How much would it cost to get it restocked?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, don't be. That's a dumb thing to be afraid of. Right, ask it and then you'll have your answer.
All right. I'll get back to you. Bye now.
Whose voice is it anyway next?
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at mnfatloss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the two-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, mnfatloss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I go to mnfatloss.com.
Did Brittany win for me last week?
You're darn right she did.
Because did you guys flip them?
Yes.
Okay, you flipped the days.
Yeah, Rocco was out on Monday, so I took Who's Voice on Monday, then we did Cover Story, of course, on Wednesday.
Got it. Okay, she won. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's incredible. Is it only because you couldn't get the names? What was her strategy? You couldn't get the voices, I mean?
You know, I forget how I lost last week. I've been losing at so many things recently. It's all sort of blending together.
Aw.
I remember quite well.
What did I do?
She walked in and I explained the game to her, and she said, I'm not going to recognize any voice. I never do when I listen to this game, so I'm going to let him bid on every single voice and take them, and that's exactly what happened, and he got them all wrong.
And that is a strategy that I have employed before with Donna. And
it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're going to have a game of chicken today, Donna.
All right.
Let's do it.
Time to play
Who's
Voice.
Is it? Anyway.
Here's your host,
Zamboni.
It is time to play Whose Voice Is It Anyway? You guys know this game. It is an opportunity for these two to try to name celebrity voices out of context. They bid back and forth, name that tune style, and how many seconds it is going to take for them to recognize the voice of these individuals. There's a category each week, and then there's a little clue for each voice. The score, 7 wins for Steve, and now, thanks to Brittany, 5 wins for Donna.
Awesome.
Got a chance to pull within one today, Donna.
All right.
And today we are going to be talking about, a lot of people are talking about basketball. NCAA tournaments are happening both for the men and the women. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a lot of celebrities at some of these games.
Okay.
Today, our overall category is going to be about celebrities who've been seen at basketball games.
All right.
So it's pretty wide open. There's, you're not supposed to get too much away from the category, but all of these celebrities have at one time or another been seen courtside.
Great. Love it. I'm
just
ready
picturing everybody at the Lakers game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right, Steve, you want to call it?
Yes. Yeah. Coin is being flipped right now. Call it in the air.
Heads.
Still being flipped. Why does this take so long? Heads, it is. Yes.
All right.
Heads.
All right.
You're going to start the bidding for our first voice. Again, seen at basketball games, seen courtside is our overall category today. Your first clue for voice number one is 2 longtime TV roles. Two longtime TV roles. Steve, start the bidding.
I can name that voice in 7 seconds.
I can name it in 6 seconds, buddy boo.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah?
Name it. Name that voice.
Right. Yeah, thanks.
All right. It's going to be, he's used to do that down to 5 seconds, maybe 4. Now they're getting a little
gun-shy. If I went to 5, she was going to make me do it.
Yep.
Again, we're talking about celebrities who have been seen courtside one time or another. And your clue for this first voice, Donna, is two long-time TV roles.
Okay.
Are you ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Donna Valentine, your first opportunity to name this voice.
Asking people if they need help and sometimes just not asking, but just volunteering help and doing it. We should just be doing it.
I would like to say that I think she has a 0% chance of getting this. I have no idea.
I'm just going to throw out America Ferrera.
All right. If it's America Ferrera, you are going to get the first point. If it's anybody else, it's going to Steve. Again, that first voice, 2 longtime TV roles, seen courtside of basketball games. Is that America Ferrera? It is not.
Is it Kristen Bell?
Steve, you had no clue?
No clue.
She appeared opposite Kristen Bell in a movie.
Oh.
One of her longtime TV roles. Let's let the listeners listen to it again.
Asking people if they need help and sometimes just not asking, but just volunteering help and doing it. We should just be.
I think I know it now.
One of the. Go ahead.
Could this be Ashton Kutcher's wife, Mila Kunis?
One of the TV roles animated. Yes, that is Mila Kunis.
Damn it.
That's right. Family Guy and That 70s Show.
Yes, let's hear it again.
Asking people if they need help, and sometimes just not asking, but just volunteering help.
That is Meg Griffin.
Wow.
Shoot.
Okay. Wow. It is. We.
Mila Kunis, first point is going to Steve.
Good job.
Let's go.
All right, Steve.
All right, we move on to the next one. Her and Ashton were seen at, I think it was indeed a Lakers game. I'm not sure, but they've been courtside. They're sports fans, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on to the next one here. We've got, again, these are individuals or celebrities that have been seen courtside celebrating the NCAA tournaments for both the men and the women. How about this one for you? And Donna, you're going to start the bidding this time.
Okay.
Award-winning presenter. Award-winning presenter is your clue for our second voice.
Okay.
Award-winning presenter, start it where you'd like.
I could name that voice in 9 seconds.
I can name that voice in 6 seconds.
I could name that voice in 5 seconds.
Donna Valentine, you get to name voice.
Yeah.
Let's go deep.
All right, you're going to have a chance. Again, we're talking about celebrities who have been seen courtside, and your clue for this second voice is award-winning presenter.
Okay.
Award-winning presenter. Donna, your second opportunity. Are you ready?
Not really.
Well, let's find out. Donna Valentine, name this voice.
I knew once I met with the geniuses, I thought, who created the show, that we were in great hands. We met several...
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Again, award-winning presenter is your clue for voice number two.
Well, I don't really know based on that.
Woo!
Do you know, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm chomping at the bit. Oh. Or as I heard one guy say it once, biting at the chomp, which is a tough thing to hear and not react to.
Award-winning presenter is...
Really biting at the chomp.
That is... I wish I could hear it again.
I know. Maybe we should have that as a rule. You can hear it twice. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Warren Beatty.
All right. If it's Warren Beatty, the second point is going to go to Donna, and she is going to tie things up. If it is anybody else who has ever walked this earth, it is going to go to Steve. Is that Warren Beatty? It is not. Steve was very excited to steal. Let's listen to it one more time for the listeners. And
I met with the geniuses, I thought, who created the show, that we were in great hands. We met several times.
All right. Listeners had a chance. If you don't know it, Steve's about to spoil it. Go for it, Steve.
Billy Crystal. Final.
That is correct. That is Billy Crystal. He, of course, he's won like 5 Emmys for hosting different award shows.
Wow.
He used to do the Oscars a lot.
Yes.
He's won 1 for hosting the Grammys. He's won 2 for hosting the Academy Awards. Actually, 3 for hosting the Academy Awards. Crazy.
Damn it.
Good for him. Love Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, the answer for number 2. That means it's a 2-0 lead for Steve. But Donna, you know what that means.
That means I got to do the 1 second.
You got an opportunity with the bonus voice to jump right back into things by getting this bonus voice correct. If you do so, we're going to be tied up 2-2 and go to the final. If you can't successfully name this voice, then you will be the loser today.
Okay.
Let's see if you can do it. It is the bonus voice. Not many times have anyone been able to get this one, but you've done it pretty successfully over time. Your clue for voice number, the bonus voice, is 2-time Oscar winner.
Let's go, Donna. The listeners are rooting for you.
2-time Oscar winner again, and the overall category is seen courtside. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, 2-time Oscar winner, Donna Valentine, name this voice.
I can't sleep. She's sleeping peacefully.
Oh, my God.
I can't sleep. She's sleeping in peace.
Steal.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep. She sleeps in peace. I am going to say that, my friends, is the one and only.
Mm-hmm. I can get a drum roll for you if you
need. That is true. Yeah, give me the timpani.
I don't know. It sounds so familiar. I can't sleep. She sleeps in peace.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay. Wow.
All right,
out of the kindness of my heart.
All right.
This person has been referenced in this very edition of the Don and Steve Experience.
has been referenced.
Mm-hmm. And now I'll go back to doing what I thought was actually a decent sounding drum roll.
That is, you mean today?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
This edition. You know, come
it's,
on.
So it's a 2-time Oscar winner.
Yep.
It's not going to be like a Jack Nicholson. This is a young sounding voice, and I am going to say that that voice is Matt Damon.
Wow, that was a good guess, considering he's also been mentioned in this...
in the same conversation.
In the same conversation.
Dodged the bullet
George
there.
Clooney.
Oh, even closer.
Oh, no.
Play it one more time
Let
for
me play it one more time for the listeners and for Donna. Here it is.
I can't sleep. She's sleeping peacefully.
That is one of the most recognizable voices
ben
to
Affleck.
Me.
Ben Affleck.
Mother of mercy. Put her out of her misery.
That there is someone you're going to see tonight when you watch Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
That is Brad Pitt.
Come on, Donna.
Brad Pitt.
I don't hear it.
Let's hear him one more time.
I can't sleep. She's sleeping peacefully. And all of a sudden,
I hear more Clooney than I hear Brad
wow,
Pitt.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right. With that, it is W for Steve. He's got all his right. eighth win eighth win this year. Or whose voice is it anyway? Nicely done. You guys want to do the last one for fun?
Would love to.
All right, your last one. If it would have come down to our final voice, this final voice, again, we're talking about celebrity scene courtside. Your final voice was one time MTV movie or TV winner for best duo.
So, say the hint again.
The scene courtside, the hint is one time MTV movie or TV winner for best duo.
Okay.
Oh, here is the voice. Just yell it out when you think you know it.
Everything's crazy around them, and they're trying to hold it down.
Steve.
They're
David Spade?
Trying to be the real one.
Correct.
With all this stuff happening.
Good and that's job, what Steve.
He won the 1996. By the way, he's not won zero awards in his life except one Razzie and one MTV TV or movie award for best duo for 1996, thanks to Tommy Boy and him and Chris Farley. That's
that
the only award
fun.
He ever won.
Wow.
I do like him a lot. He's funny.
He is.
That is a funny
He is very
dude.
Funny.
This game never ceases to shock me. I thought that one would be difficult. And then last week, you struggled with Ben Stiller. And it was like, you could, to me, Ben Stiller is so much more recognizable than David Spade. But again, it's just what you know.
Yeah. And it's like, is your brain open to those that thing today?
Yeah, for sure.
Good job, Steve.
Nice,
Donna.
Done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Of
Great
course.
Job. So much right. fun.
We'll take a little breaky-wakey. When we come back, we will find out what the soup of the day is. And here's a hypothetical. Since Powerball is over $1 billion, the internet is asking, if you loaned somebody $10, they took the 10 and went and bought Powerball tickets and won. What should they give you in return? The internet has made its mind up about that. We'll come back to it. When we return, Donna and Steve on My Talk.
It's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what, it just seems like today so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home-type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me 4 times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
I'm having fun.
Everybody's having fun.
Watch me dance.
This is my father-daughter dance. I need to work
on
that.
Oh my gosh, Steve, I can't wait. Can we come?
Again, just with everybody's schedules what they are, and considering what's inflation and the early... The
all
melt,
right.
the
all
early
right.
melt,
all
the
right.
ice
I
out.
Gotcha. I got gotcha, you, buddy. It's fine.
I just don't want you to be, and I want to say this in the like most respectful way, like because I care about you, but like I just like really don't want you to be involved in my life. I guess. Did I come out right?
it came out exactly how you intended it to. Okay,
no,
that's
fine.
No, I was
thinking, why haven't you been to our house yet?
I don't know. Why haven't you been to mine?
I came to your house once and you were like, you were creepy. You shouldn't have done that.
That was very creepy what you did.
I didn't even knock. I didn't enter either. I just was outside, filmed myself outside
trolling
of your house.
Yeah, me. Yes. I was literally in bed. I got this text message and it was a video of Steve in my front yard. Not okay.
First of all, I was on the street. This was public property. And you hadn't even taken your garbage cans back in, as I recall.
No. It was a Saturday or a Sunday?
I think it was Saturday. I dropped somebody off at the airport, maybe my mom. And then I was driving back and I was like, I think I have her address. Let's go do something funny.
Party har har.
Things.
Super creepy.
So let's do a hypothetical here. Mike is really great about when there's Powerball, he's like, give me the money. I'm going to go get the tickets for us. Yep. It's great. But let's say it went a little bit differently.
Okay.
Let's say Mike said to you, Donna, uh-huh. Hey, can you spot me 10 bucks? He takes that 10 bucks, doesn't tell you what he's using it for. You give him the 10 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He goes deliberately over to the gas station, buys a Powerball ticket.
Yep.
Wins. $1 billion.
Why'd I have to give him 10 bucks? Why couldn't I give him two?
Maybe he wanted to get five.
Okay.
Five.
Right. I'm just
asking him good questions.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Very
all
good.
Right.
Good question.
Cool.
So he hits it. He hits the jackpot.
Yeah.
Somebody asked online, what should he give to you? You have four options.
Mm-hmm.
Just the original $10 that you loaned him.
Right.
Half of the winnings, all of the winnings, or nothing?
Well, I think he should give me back the 10 bucks. First of all, I didn't know what he did with the money, right? I don't know that's what Mike's using it for.
What if he came back and said, oh, thanks for that. I just bought Powerball tickets. And then he drove away in his soon-to-be H2, because once this dude hits Powerball, it's Hummer time.
Oh, my God. Hummer time.
Hummer, don't hurt him.
Let me think about that. I really think it would be nice if he gave me $1 million right off the top.
I do feel like a million is the right answer. That's not an option. The top vote getter was just the original 10.
Okay. I believe that. Because, listen, sometimes Mike goes and buys the ticket before receiving the money for the ticket from us.
Mm-hmm.
I guess technically he wouldn't have to give us all of our winnings since we didn't put the money in.
The last drawing, I actually bought the ticket because I happened to be at the grocery store with the lottery machine. Then I text you and said, hey guys, do you want to get in? Because I actually already purchased the ticket. I knew you'd say yes.
Oh my gosh.
So
this is heading to litigation.
Yeah.
It's going to get so...
I think we always have to have the cash ready to hand to Mike.
Donna, not all of us are pilgrims and carry cash
well,
all the time,
though. Well, then you need to Venmo him immediately. Are
I'll
you
Venmo the crap
and
out
I
him.
Promise, I am. And I promise you that it's not going to be an issue for me.
You just said it on the airways. We've got a record of it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's why, like, I'll always respond to the text with, like, yes, I have another friend who will probably send a text out today and say, like, and it's 10 bucks a pop. And he's like, all right, guys, we're going in again. And it's a group of, like, I don't know, 10 to 15 guys. I don't think I know all of the guys on this thread.
Oh, wow.
But I make sure, like, yes, I'm in. And then I just want it to be, like, documented there. And then you got to Venmo him, of course. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It all works out. So anyway, we've got our money in. We did give him cash yesterday.
I paid him in quarters.
Which was very appreciated.
Do you mean that?
Not at all.
I asked first. I said, are you willing to accept quarters? And you said, yes, I shop at Aldi.
I did say that, yeah.
So I took that literally.
And I appreciate it. It's fine.
I got to get up to Aldi. Work. Lou texted me. She is at Costco, was at Costco. Let's see, four steaks. I said, get some steaks. The kids have been wanting steaks. It's been a while since I've grilled. Let's do some steaks. She said, even if they're expensive, they're going to be like 45 bucks or something. I was like, wow. Yeah, let's do it.
For
guess what?
For the whole family.
It'd be a pack of four.
Okay. All right.
No. She sends me a picture. 4 New York strips, 63.32.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And so now that is north of $15 per steak, and I still got to make the thing. I got to make it at home.
I
said, you know what? We're going to pass. Mm-hmm. We're going to pass on that.
Yeah.
And steaks are one of the things I've always kind of skipped at Aldi, just thinking to myself, you know, I'm going to get that somewhere else. I don't want to get the Aldi, you know, steak. I don't know. I tried it recently. Dang.
Really?
It was fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
It was great. And cheaper.
Decent prices?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Just like everything else at Aldi. I mean, it's so much cheaper.
I bought a lawn chair there.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yes. I don't really understand their checkout process. Like, they're just dumping stuff in the cart, and then how are you supposed to get it out of there? Because you got to drop the cart.
There's boxes sometimes. You can grab a box and put the box in the cart, and they'll throw it in the box. Although they are very efficient. They don't care about loading your bags. That's one thing they definitely don't do, and they're trained not to do.
I see.
So you put that bag underneath where she's dropping it, or it's not going to end up in there.
Guys, in New Jersey,
yeah,
no bags. You have to bring in your own. They don't do plastic bags. They're outlawed in the entire state.
Oh,
so
my.
When you go into a store, you got to bring your own bags. Otherwise, you are SOL if you know what I mean.
Wow, that's crazy. I wouldn't expect that in Jersey. You'd expect that kind of rule in California or maybe New York.
Agreed.
Jersey. Yeah. Maybe Oregon.
I hear you.
That's not the Jersey I knew.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Maybe Montana. I don't know.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today,
so down
to the cafe.
Since it is big.
Soup of the day.
Hey. We know it's garbage chili, but we'll...
Oh, that's right.
Cafeteria, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. Don and Steve.
Hey, what's the entree today?
Whoa, you just went right at me. We got a pulled pork sandwich with homemade pickles, pickled peppers, homemade slaw with a little crybaby Craig's in it, and homemade onion ring on top.
Bro.
That sounds so good.
That's awesome. Hey, also...
On a pretzel bun.
On a pretzel bun.
Oh, my gosh.
They call everything else pickled. Like, it's a pickled onion, it's a pickled whatever.
Yeah.
But pickles, they don't call them pickled cucumbers. They call them pickles.
Maybe they were the OG, that's why.
Yeah, I guess so. That could be.
Crazy.
Oh, great talking to you, man.
Yeah, always.
We love you, Brian.
All right.
Say it back, Brian. Say it back.
Say it back, man. Right.
Bye.
Say, Brian. Oh, man.
All right. I thought it was all right. Sounded pretty nice, though.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.